Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish and Fupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. The one and only Google Etum Fupi. Good morning, Googs.
Top of the morning to you, Saul.
Top of the morning. I'm glad you want to talk about this. I saw this yesterday on Twitter. DeepSeek 101, a Chinese AI platform that is rocking the U.S. markets. I see on the apps, it's like one of the most downloaded AI tools on the app stores, that is.
Huge, huge, huge. And I must say, many of us woke up to the news yesterday morning and were wondering, what on earth is DeepSeek? But in the same manner that we all know that ChatGPT exists as an artificial intelligence platform, and even if you open up your WhatsApp, Meta, there's a blue circle around your chats that might actually direct you to making use of AI. That is exactly what DeepSeek is, but it's rumored to actually be faster, quicker, more efficient, and even cheaper to use. I must tell you, I did try to download and log into the platform yesterday, but they actually had halted registrations because they said that they were faced with a number of, people trying to actually sabotage their website. But the reason why this bolstered my curiosity, Saul, was because looking at American headlines, it really rocked the markets. Not only because this is a competitor to a lot of the innovative solutions that companies in the U.S. have already created, but more so because it also wiped off the value of major technology stocks in the U.S. Think NVIDIA and many of the other technology stocks which rely on chips to actually help process many technologies, including artificial intelligence. So it had a ripple effect. Some saying that it adds to the geopolitical tensions between China and the U.S. It wiped off the value of hot, very favorite U.S. technology stocks. And more than that, it raises a lot of questions around the openness of artificial intelligence and how there are additional alternatives outside of the ones being created in the United States. So we have yet to see how this will be received. Many critics still saying that we still need to analyze how sufficient and effective DeepSeek is. But if anything, it's allowed us as South African consumers and part of the global society to have alternative options. How successful they'll be, what they do with our data, what happens to the security measures, I guess it's just a few of the consequences that have yet to be considered.
Man, I love China and what they're doing, always giving us options. I mean, look at the automotive industry and what they've been doing.
Right?
Yeah. Now, from DeepSeek to sickness, medical aids. I see the Competition Commission has taken a firm stance against these guys.
This one's a very interesting one because I guess we all know healthcare in South Africa is not only very expensive, but unfortunately we have found that there are concerns regarding the pricing and fee structure of medical aid. And as a result, that's why themes like the NHI have sought to be introduced. But outside of that, we understand that the BHF, the Board of Healthcare Funders, they essentially are a non-profit organization that represents a large number of council of medical aid schemes, rather. They're looking to take this fight to court where they are going to try to legally compel the Council for Medical Aid Schemes to allow for cheaper medical aid plans. We know that the Competition Commission has also participated and said, hold on, you actually can't negotiate as a body to have lower prices. You need to make sure that there are individual negotiations to make sure that there is competitiveness in the landscape versus having multiple parties agree to a particular pricing structure that might not be favorable to the South African market. So from what we understand, this is quite a back and forth. There's lots of complexities as to what the end result means for you and I as South Africans. But essentially, there's a call to make sure that there are cheaper, more affordable options for all classes of South African citizens who want to have some kind of medical aid cover.
Beautiful. I just hope these cheaper medical aid covers are actually practical, because I remember I was once on a very cheap one many years ago, but it's so limiting. You can't even go to the average doctor just down the road from you. So we shall wait and see and look at that. But at the moment, what are the markets looking like, Googs?
Markets, well, the JSE All Share Index will open up from 84,187 points later today at 9 o'clock. Currency-wise, there's weakening happening against the US dollar. And it won't be a surprise if we actually breach the 19 mark by the end of this week. But for now, though, we're trading at 1880 to the greenback, 2342 to the British pound, and 1964 against the euro.
Thank you so much, Gok. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulish and Fupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.